Hi, Adal. How was the show?
Well, this one speaks to you. Nia DuBose, who is a great comic, and she wanted to talk about the Muppets.
Da 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 da
da da da da da da. What? Is somebody doing it right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. We nailed it. But you went to that Hollywood Bowl thing that she also went.
I did. It was really fun. They did like 3 shows that weekend, I guess. And it was basically the Muppet Show on stage.
And some of the old sketches and reimagined sketches.
Yep.
And did they do, she said that they did some of the parody stuff from Sesame Street. Remember Homelamb?
Yeah, I don't remember now.
If they did
they do in some of the parody stuff? I think they did a few of them. But I think that they would have done those in the Muppet Show.
As well. In an updated Muppet Show.
Yeah, because they used to do crazy stuff like that in the Muppet Show too.
Oh, that's right. They like noir-y kind of.
Yeah, yeah. They would take popular shows and
redo
or other things that were popular. I mean, Nureyev doing Swine Lake.
Oh yeah, I remember
the parody of Swan Lake, but with a giant pig.
She said as a child she went and saw Sesame Street live.
Really?
Yeah. That's Did you neat. Ever get to?
Oh, no. Good,
Me
good
neither.
Heavens.
Right.
When would that have happened? I would have had to have been in New York, I think, or here in Los Angeles. Or.
Well, I mean, I guess it wouldn't have been when we were children, because she's a lot younger than we are.
Oh,
but right. But when she was a child, it was touring.
Oh, okay.
So.
Oh, interesting.
Sesame Street Live.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. And she said her oldest sister would sometimes take her to things. And her youngest sister was being born. And
too late.
Well, the day she was born, they had tickets.
Oh, really?
And so her mom and dad couldn't go. They sent her with her sister.
Oh, I see.
It was a great story. Anyway, it was a fascinating story.
Right, that's a lovely story. You go home, go watch the Muppets, come home, we have a baby little sister.
Right. I'm glad her dad didn't go with her.
Right.
Her dad used to like to go to things like the circus and Sesame Street because he would get a beer and she would get a cotton candy.
Right.
And then she would get to see the Sesame Street. Again, which she genuinely wanted to see a lot.
A lot.
And there were some great stories about her and Muppets and puppets and how she doesn't want to see that, the Happy Murder.
Happy Land Murder?
Happy Land Murder.
Really?
Wow. With Melissa McCarthy and
it's
the...
Not the Muppet she's looking for.
Well, and they're being sued by the Jim Henson Company because they're not calling it a Muppet movie. They're calling it a puppet movie.
Right.
But they look like Muppets, and it's one of the Henson boys is doing it.
Okay.
But he doesn't have the rights to do it. And they're like, it's too close.
You can't.
It's off our brand. But he's like, puppets are puppets.
Puppets are puppets.
We'll do a weird dark... This is what Nia said. She goes, oh, we'll do something super dark like the Dark Crystal, but we won't do dick jokes, I guess. Right. And then we both talked about how we wanted it to be more than...
I'm really
hoping it's more than just dick jokes.
Right, right. Well, I hope so too. And it reminds me of the of that musical. There's a musical.
Oh, right, the Avenue Q.
Yeah, Avenue Q, which is
Sesame Street.
Sesame Street with body
swear words.
With swear words and body lyrics and I don't think that the Jim Henson Company had a problem with that one.
Yeah.
Or maybe they did, and they couldn't do anything about it. But, I mean, it's even, like, named parody-ish from them, you know.
Sesame Street.
Yeah,
Avenue Q.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I don't know. They may not have a leg to stand on.
Probably not. And they're puppets.
And they're puppets.
They don't have a leg to stand on.
Right.
Hilarious.
They have an arm to sit on.
But I really like this episode. It was a good one.